Scientists studying the icy deep ocean waters near Antarctica have recently discovered a bunch of strange and gigantic new creatures. They've been dragging nets along the ocean floor and have pulled up huge sea spiders the size of dinner plates, weird googly-eyed fish, and giant worms and crustaceans. It's all part of a census of marine life aimed at gauging the impact of climate change on the deep seas in the far south of the world. Martin Riddle has led the expedition for Australia's Antarctic Division, and he joins us now by phone from Tasmania. Hello, Martin.
Good evening. Good evening.
Thank you for joining us.
Not at all.
Okay, no messing around. Let's start with these giant sea spiders. What do they look like?
Well, they look a bit like spiders. They've got great big long legs. They don't really have much of a body. They're basically all leg, and they just meet in the middle, and that's about it to them. But they're not actually spiders at all. They're actually a group called Pycnogonids, which are an entirely marine group, very strange group. They keep their reproductive bits in their legs, which just goes to show you sort of what lengths you have to go to if you're only made out of legs.
Do they keep? Is there a reproductive bit in every single one of the eight legs?
Oh, well, you've made an assumption that they've only got eight legs. Some of them have 12 legs. Some of them have six legs.
Oh, God.
So they're a bit more informal than your average spider, than the land spider, which rigidly stick to eight legs.
Now, Martin, so, I said that they were the size of dinner plates. Is that about right?
Yep. Yes, yes. We've had them up to about 15 inches in diameter, and yeah.
Okay, then you've also described these creatures called tunicates that look like slim...
Tunicates, ascidians, yes.
Yeah.
They're the group that are known as sea squirts. They're common. They're a common group around the coastline of Australia and the US, but the actual form that we saw were absolutely stunning. These things had long stalks. They stood about 3 foot off the bottom on these stalks, and underwater they looked like they were made out of really delicate blown glass. They're absolutely beautiful in the pictures that we got. They look like fields of glass tulips on the seabed.
Oh, how absolutely beautiful. Wonderful. It's so sci-fi. Are they plants or animals?
They're animals. Everything that we saw down there was an animal.
Okay.
We were working from 200 meters down to... 2,000 meters, so that's 2 kilometers under the sea. And at that depth, absolutely no light gets there at all. So the plants need light to photosynthesize. So even at 200 meters, there's not enough light, not enough photons getting through for plants to photosynthesize.
So we've covered the giant sea spiders, but I know you found a number of other giant creatures, like enormous worms. Why are all these creatures supersized?
Well, look, I really don't know. One of the my little pet theory, and I haven't tested this, but my pet theory is that... because there are no crabs and no lobsters in the Antarctic Ocean, in the Southern Ocean around the Antarctic, the crabs and the lobsters just aren't there. And I think that some of the other groups may have evolved to fill the niche. So they've grown to a larger size there. The crabs and the lobsters are generally scavengers that clean up dead things on the bottom. And I think that some of these other groups may have evolved to fill the niche left by the crabs and the lobsters. But that's just a theory. I've got absolutely no proof to support it at all.
Now, Martin, I understand that part of the purpose of your expedition is to do a census of marine life way down there. Why is that important? Why do we need to do that?
Yeah. We've realized that the world is changing. The industrial world is making changes to the planet and the planet's systems. And we've recognized that... We really run the risk of losing biodiversity in the sea before we even knew it was there. And if we don't know it's there, we can't do anything to protect it. So an international program was set up about 8 years ago to really document what we've got and identify those parts of the world's oceanic biodiversity that may be at risk with climate change. It's also coming from fisheries and the ever-increasing demand for protein in the world. It's also coming from localized pollution. So there are many different forces that are putting pressures on the world's oceans. And there are many these various different forces can interact in ways that we may well not predict the mechanisms of how these will impact on the world's oceans.
Martin, can you describe this process, ocean acidification?
The atmosphere and the oceans are in equilibrium. So as the carbon dioxide increases in the atmosphere, it also drives up the carbon dioxide levels in the world's oceans. And what that does is if you dissolve more carbon dioxide in the world's oceans, they become more acidic. And the important thing about this is that those animals that use calcium carbonate for their skeleton will have their work cut out maintaining calcium carbonate skeletons in a more acidic ocean. So even a very slight increase of the acidity of the ocean makes it significantly more difficult to retain calcium carbonate. And that could have major consequences to those animals that have calcium carbonate shells.
Finally, Martin, do you have a favorite deep sea creature, like gigantic sea monkeys or what?
No, the one that really blew my socks off was the big polychaete. Big worm, this is a big scale worm. There's a tradition in Australia of building big merino sheep or the big pineapple, and I think that near the headquarters of the Australian Antarctic Division, we ought to build the big bristle worm. Wonderful, wonderful beasts. So these are real monsters of the scale worm world.
Martin, thank you so much for joining us and creeping me out a little bit.
Yeah, that's a pleasure. No, they're not lurking in the depths waiting to break out to get you. Don't worry about that.
Martin Riddle is voyage leader and lead scientist of the research ship Aurora Australis with the Australian Antarctic Division. You can check out pictures of these deep sea creatures he's found off Antarctica on our blog at morefairgame.org.